It's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino. And now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasantino.
Hello, everyone. I am Josie Pasantino. Thank you so much, Alan, for that nice little intro that you always do. So much fun to hear my name. Anywho, I'm in a very crazy mood today, so that's gonna be interesting. Tons of fun, always is. So welcome to another great show tonight. I'm super glad you got. First off, I'm super glad it's Friday, and secondly, I'm so glad that you guys are all joining us today on the show because we got a lot of fun happening. So whether you guys are listening by phone in the chat room or just listening live from our site or checking us out later on archives, iTunes, or Zoom, super glad you guys are here. Always fun. Hello, chatters in the chat room. Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing? Crazy Annie says, is there supposed to be sound now? Yes, there is supposed to be sound. There is supposed to be sound. I am live. You probably just heard my producer just scream that. That's pretty loud. let me make sure everyone could hear us. That's always important. And if Annie, please let Annie know how she can listen. That'd be awesome. Thank you so much. So now what we are going to be doing in the next hour or so, my guests tonight are the Ivory Tower Project. We will speak with Mark Regola and I also have Scott Nickel tonight. And we're going to play some of their songs on our show before and tonight, and we're super thrilled to have them on our show, so we're super excited about these two wonderful guests. Also, if you missed my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network in the past hour, you can still catch it at www.thesouthernstar.org. And just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. Tonight I spoke with the concert man, Stephen McCormick. He gives us a review and his opinions on the concerts, artists, and venues. He's been to like 200 different concerts. It's crazy. I love it. And, of course, I'll also give you concert safety tips, always important. And this episode will be up all week for you guys to hear, so make sure you guys check it out. Always so much fun. We have tons of music happening. It's a good time. And tonight is the very, very, very last night to nominate us for the 2011 Podcast Awards. We need your help, people. That would be amazing. Thank you in advance. And to everyone who already did nominate us. All you have to do is go to www.podcastawards.com and enter our show name under entertainment, under the category entertainment, the Josie Show, and our URL, josieshow.com, under the entertainment category once again. And then all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom and enter your name and email address and then hit submit. That's it, seriously. It only takes a few minutes out of your time, and it would be just amazing. Last year we got nominated, and it was so much fun. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but it doesn't matter. It was still amazing to be nominated, but maybe we could take the cake this year. I don't know. but that would be really cool. And also there's a banner at the top of our page, josieshow.com, where you can click on to take you right to the site as well. So it's very easy. Our good show friend, Courtney Darwin, has her latest album available on iTunes called Born to Love. She's fantastic, so please make sure you can pick that up. I wanted to tell everyone that because I think she is amazing. We love her here, and you got to check it out. Born to Love, it's on iTunes, Courtney Darwin. And also, we have received tons of messages asking us to bring back the crazy items sold on eBay segment. That was one of our fun segments. So it is back for tonight. So stay tuned till the end of the show for this. You will not believe the crazy items we found. I'll bring my producer, Tina Marie, on as well, because you know she's always a hoot. Hootenanny. So much fun. So much fun. So it looks like, is our guest here? Yes. Woohoo. Awesome. So everyone, please welcome from the Ivory Tower Project, Mark Regula.
Hey.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me here.
It is my pleasure. I'm so excited to be talking with you. So let's get started. So let's start out by talking about who all the members of Ivory Tower Project are and their roles in their group.
Sure. First, we started out as a five-member band, but it was six if you include our lyricist and my co-songwriter, Johnny Jace. Back then, the band lineup was Tony Navarro on guitar, Henry Kessler, woodwinds and keyboards, Kevin Joyce on bass, Sal D'Angelo on drums, and myself on keyboards and vocals. However, at this current time, we are just down to Tony Navarro and myself.
Definitely. Awesome, awesome. And you guys do just such an amazing job, too. So big congrats to that.
Thank you.
And what happened to the band, Mark? I heard something happened.
Yeah, well, we started our recording our first few songs in the studio, and we were dealt a pretty tragic blow. Our original drummer, Sal D'Angelo, died from complications from a bone marrow transplant. He had leukemia.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But so what did you guys do?
Well, we knew that Sal would have wanted us to go on and finish the album, so we started auditioning. We decided on our second drummer, which is Mike Carbone. But as we were breaking Mike into the band, Kevin, our bass player, gave us notice that he was going to leave the group. So we had another batch of songs yet to record. So the owner of the studio that we were recording at hooked us up with a couple of professional studio musicians.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And are there anyone that I might know?
Maybe. Ivan Elias, who was the original bass player for Patti Smyth and Scandal, he played bass on a few of our tracks. We also had a local musician from Long Island, Joey Bruno, who played electronic drums on one of our tracks.
Ooh, anyone else?
Well, the only other one that I think you might have heard of is Richie Cannata.
And did he play the sax for Billy Joel?
That's right, Josie. Yeah, it was really great to work with these excellent musicians, and you could see by their enthusiasm, they also like working with our music.
Oh, absolutely. And can you tell us about the name Ivory Tower Project and how you guys came up with it?
Sure, sure. The original bass player, Kevin, had actually came up with the name Ivory Tower. The Webster's Dictionary defines Ivory Tower as a figurative place of mental withdrawal from reality. So the phrase is used as a symbol of escapism. So we thought it was a great name for a bunch of guys who still had to work day jobs. When the band members started to leave, it became obvious that we were going to be recording artists rather than a band, and that's when we decided to change the name to Ivory Tower Project.
Very cool. And it's such a great name and so unique, too.
Oh,
I like it. Anytime. And when did you and Tony Navarro come together to start performing?
Well, 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Time. Yeah, we're old. Tony and I did a songwriting contest at one of the more popular venues on Long Island called My Father's Place in Roslyn, New York. We had actually made it to the finals. And probably a notable thing that happened, that last night of the performance, we met folk legend Richie Havens backstage. He was a really cool guy, real down-to-earth guy.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Very, very cool. And what genres of music do you guys play?
Well, as far as like playing other people's music, I play blues, a little pop, very little jazz, like melodic jazz, that kind of stuff. But mostly classic rock and roll. But as far as like trying to classify our own original music, that's somewhat ambiguous. But I guess the best description of what we play is classic pop rock that's inspired by the great artists of the 70s and the 80s.
I must say I do love that. You guys, mix genres, and you guys don't just do one specific genre. You guys like of various amounts. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, well, that, you know, because the band started out with just, you know, with the six different people who were putting their input into it, we were kind of like mix and match to whatever the song called for.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Okay, biggest. Mm-hmm. I guess Elton John as a keyboard player, the Beatles, Queen, Foreigner, Kansas, Journey, Bryan mm-hmm. Adams, and the rock and soul genre, Hall & Oates, Styx, Supertramp, Billy Joel, Heart, and probably Boston.
Oh, yeah, the greats, the good ones. Very cool.
The great bands. Yeah, great artists.
Oh, yeah. And can you tell us about some of the music you guys have out right now? Because I understand that Red Hot has been re-released as a 10-song CD.
Correct, yeah. Red Hot includes tracks that were written by the original band members, Johnny Jace, myself, Henry Kessler, and we even have a song that Sal DiAngelo wrote and recorded himself, kind of like a tribute to his memory. It's the last track on the CD.
How cool, and we are just super lucky enough to have a couple of your wonderful songs with us tonight to play. So please stay with me. We're going to play your song titled My Name right now, and we'll be right back to talk about it, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Anytime. Here it is, My Name by the Ivory Tower Project. Was My Name by the Ivory Tower Project. And can you tell us a little bit about this song, Mark?
Sure. This was the original band lineup. Johnny Jace wrote the lyrics and I wrote the music. Johnny and I were kindred spirits in that, for whatever reason, the reasons were, we felt alienated from the rest of the world. And we also knew that other people felt that way as well. When I read Johnny's lyric for My Name, I pictured in my mind a crowded New York City street, masses of people packed into a small street corner, yet each person had a barrier, a shield around them that kept them isolated from each other, that kept, made them lonely. But the positive side of the song, the message that's implied in the chorus, is that we should follow our dreams and never give up.
Which is an all-around amazing message to give to people nowadays. And I love how relatable all of your songs are, and what a great positive message that you guys have lyrically, too. So I think that's just amazing.
Thanks a lot.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And I think it's incredible. And you guys actually have a ton of amazing reviews from all over the world. Can you describe for our listeners just how that feels?
Very satisfying.
Yeah.
It certainly validates you as an artist. Although we do have a good number of fans who love this kind of music in the U.S., I would say that there are twice as many people out there in Europe, Central and South America, and parts of Asia who love our songs. And they're the majority of the ones who actually go online and purchase the CD.
I find that online, especially with the social networking sites nowadays, I find that you can get a lot of people from all different countries just from online, because it's super easy. You don't have to leave the house. All you have to do is just buy it online. Very easy.
But isn't it amazing how American music seems to be treasured by the foreign countries? I see that so much.
Yeah. It is incredible, and I love all of your music, and I think you guys are so talented, and I hope everyone checks it out. So where can our listeners go to purchase your music? Because I know they're going to want it.
Okay. Our CD can be found on Amazon.com and CDBaby.com. You could purchase downloads on Apple iTunes, Napster, and Rhapsody.
Awesome. Very, very easy. Simple to do. And as promised, we have another song of yours here tonight that we're going to play. So stay with me again while we listen to your song titled Burning, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Here it is.
Me on the sun, Jesus.
And that was Burning from the Ivory Tower Project. And which is really cool, Mark, that you would probably want to know is there is a new listener, a new fan of yours in the chat room, Pickled Ham in the chat room, that says that he is going to buy your songs. So very cool.
Very cool. Sweet. Thank you.
Like that. Awesome.
Yeah,
new
cool.
Fans. I also want to mention, because I think this is incredible, in 2010, Ivory Tower Project won the Best Studio Project Award for your CD, Red Hot. Can you tell us about that? Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Radio Gets Wild is an internet radio station based in England, and they play indie and unsigned artists from all over the globe. At the end of each year, Radio Get Wild assesses the artist's music that was submitted to them for the year, and they present awards in various categories for the artists that they play. So Red Hot had won for the best studio project for last year.
Wow. Very, very nice. Congrats to that.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. And it's very well deserved, too. And what I want to know, are you currently working on any other projects that you could share?
Yeah, well, I think they might be even listening tonight. I have my second cousin, Nancy Fry, Don Coons, and James Hayworth. I'm working on a live band project where we're just playing some classic rock music and blues and stuff. But as far as original stuff goes, Tony and I are about 80% complete in recording a new Ivory Tower Project CD.
Okay, and when that is completed, you have to tell us because we need to advertise that bad boy.
Sure.
Awesome, thank you.
Sure.
We'll have to. And do you guys have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
Not at this time. Perhaps when the CD is completed, we'll talk about live performances then.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds good. And one of my favorite all-time questions, I love this question, do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you can share with us?
The funniest one is I was playing in Elmont in Long Island, and I got my foot caught on a guitar cable, and my 12-string acoustic flew halfway across the stage, landed on its face, and broke a string. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, nobody was hurt, right?
No one was hurt in the breaking of the string.
Good. Whew. Good. Well, you know what? You're not a professional unless something crazy like that happens, especially live.
Yeah.
That all crazy things always happen live. So I'm just glad nobody got hurt. But very, very funny. And last question that we have for tonight, because we're running out of time, but what charity do you support?
Well, my wife and I are big animal lovers. In addition to the ASPCA, we support the Long Island Cat Project, which educates people on how to properly care for feral cats. They provide rescue and trapping assistance, as well as provide information on low-cost spay and neuter programs. The website is www.licp.org, and we should always remember that all pet owners should spay or neuter their pets, and also we also try to adopt from a shelter rather than from a pet shop that usually gets their stock from kitten and puppy mills.
Oh yeah, definitely. And me and my family, we have both a cat and dog, so we see where you're coming from, and you know, pets are always, you know, a big subject that we have on the Josie Show, and I think what you and your wife are doing is just amazing. I love that.
Well, thank you.
Anytime. And I just want to thank you again so much for coming on the show, and I hope to have you guys back on.
You will.
I think that'll
be awesome. Definitely will.
Sweet.
Thank you very
much,
Josie, for this opportunity. It was great talking with you.
Oh, you too. And perhaps when that new CD comes out, then we can get you back on and advertise that some more.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Anytime. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Woohoo. That was Mark Regula from the Ivory Tower Project. So I hope you guys check out all of their music. You got to hear. I am so blanking out right now. You got to hear their songs Burning and My Name. So, those were just two of the ones that are on his album, and you got to check it out. And I hope you guys, I hope you guys definitely go to the website that he has, ivorytowerproject.com, and check out all of their music. And very excited. Wish them the best with everything that they're doing. I think they're incredible. Let's see here. What is going on in the chat room? Alan says, last chance to nominate the Josie Show for the Podcast Awards under Entertainment, podcastawards.com. Spread the word. We must be... Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Thank you so much, Alan. Woohoo! I hope we could take the cake this year. That'd be incredible. Oh, my gosh. I would love that. Last year, because what they do is, you know, they announce all the people that were nominated in, like, this video podcast. I was seriously there with me, myself, my mother, my dad, and my grandparents, and I think my cousins or something. And it was awesome. I didn't expect myself to be called at all because my show was, you know, very relatively new. So I'm like, oh, come on, you know, it can't happen. But they were naming everyone that won for that were nominated for Under Entertainment, and then the last one we heard the Josie Show, and I flipped out. I'm like, it didn't register at first. It took, you know, a few minutes, but it was very, very cool, and I just started bawling my eyes out. I had calls left and right. People were calling me to congratulate me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was just amazing. Okay, awesome. Our second guest here has arrived. Everyone, please give a warm welcome to my next guest, Scott Nickel. Hello, Scott, you there?
Yes, good evening. How are you? Hello from Scotland.
Oh, hello. How are you? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm really excited to be on your show. Thank you very much for having me on the show, Josie, and thank you for playing my music.
It is my pleasure. I am such a fan of your music ever since I heard it, and I think you are just fantastic, and I'm super excited to be talking with you. Can't wait.
Wow. I don't think you're as excited as me.
Okay, we'll be tied.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm very, very excited. So let's get started here. So how old were you when you started performing?
Oh, when I started performing, I've been playing guitar since about 13, and I was in like a punk rock band when I was like 15, and I've been in bands. A lot of years would be the answer. I've been playing in a lot of bands and done a lot of shows over a lot of years, and still, to be honest, the older I get, the more passionate I actually am about music and love performing and writing and playing, so...
Mm-hmm.
I think that kind of covers everything.
Yeah, definitely. I think that is amazing. And you do it so well, too. So, love it.
Thank you.
And who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Well, definitely Bruce Springsteen, who I absolutely love his music. And mm-hmm. He's probably been my biggest influence. But I like a lot of more kind of modern acts. I love, you know, The Killers and Arcade Fire, and I love Ryan Adams. I don't know if you know him, USA
very
artist.
Cool.
But I always kind of find my way back to Bruce Springsteen somehow.
Yeah, well, definitely, and I have to mention that you sing in a few different genres, which I think is amazing because I like people that, you know, dip into different genres. But can you tell us about those genres that you do?
Well, I would say it's mainly rock would be my main kind of stay. But, you know, I do a lot of acoustic shows as well, which you tend to do some ballads and things as well, which if I've got a band around me, they tend to sound a bit more, you know, on the rockier side. But...
Mm-hmm.
I quite like, you know, some tenderness in the music as well. And in fact, I'm recording a song tomorrow, which is actually today now here because it's 1:30 in the morning where I'm calling from.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually recording today, and the song that I've written is kind of, it's a bit kind of, someone said it's sounds jazzy, but you know, I don't even do jazz music, but they're all different influences, I suppose, that you draw on and you kind of fall into it. But it would be mainly rock would be what I would do, and I love the kind of American rock, you know, like Tom Petty and Sheryl Crow and that kind of thing. I love all that. So that would be the main style.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. And very cool that you're going to be recording today.
Yeah, I know. I was really, it was wonderful earlier on in the year. I won a competition in London. I didn't win the overall competition, but I actually won the rock category. And the prize was to recording a single and releasing it, and there's a bit of a, you know, release. And so there's a producer, it's actually an American producer who's staying in my house right now, he's sleeping. And we are going to the studio tomorrow. I've got a full band and we're recording a track because I won it on this competition. So it's really cool.
What a good prize.
Then I come to America on Wednesday. I'm actually coming flying out on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Nice.
So I'm doing an acoustic tour for about 2.5 weeks. I've got a band that's actually playing with me on 2 or 3 shows, but so it's at the same time.
Very, very cool. Well, I think that is just amazing, everything that you're doing. And can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now?
Yes, I'm really excited because I have a band called the Limitless Sky, and we've released our album on iTunes and it's on CD Baby and places like eatacd.com, but we're actually releasing the physical DVD, disc is coming out when I arrive in America in October. So the album's called Storm the Winter Palace, and it's by Scott Nicol and the Limitless Sky. So that's brand new and it's just out. And also, I'm with a record company out of Wisconsin called Jandar Records, and they've kindly put out an album of, it's been a kind of compilation of songs that I've done over the years, and that album's called Bullet from the Heart of Love, and it's just coming out when I arrive in America in just a few days' time. So it's really exciting.
Very exciting. Big shout out to Jandar Records.
Yes, absolutely. I hope they're listening.
Me too. Love them there. And we are actually very lucky enough to have a few of your songs here with us tonight to play. So please stay with us. We're going to play your song titled Paradise right now.
Wow. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Anytime. Here it is, Paradise by Scott Nicol.
gotta move on, gotta move in, gotta move now from the state I'm in.
Thinking, and it's just kind of set in that, you know, somebody in a small town trying to break out, but it's not about the town, it's just about, you know, having a bigger vision of what life and what's out there, and in some ways the song is about don't let, you know, you can have great friends, but friends can actually keep you back in life if they're not people that share the same kind of vision for it that you have for your life. So it's got a deep meaning, that song. You know, it's a kind of catchy song, but it's got a bit of a message in it. So that's kind of what it's about.
Which is amazing. I love songs that have a deeper meaning and make you think a little bit.
I hope
songs.
It does. Thank you.
Yes, it definitely does. And for the new fans out there, new listeners, where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
They can definitely go to iTunes, and they can go to CD Baby and Amazon, and they can go to itacd.com, and they can buy. I've got an EP called Possibility Screams. Get that in iTunes, and you can get Storm the Winter Palace. And so for download, they can if they can go there. If they want a physical CD, if they emailed me, I would make sure they I can send it to them. They could always come to some gigs if they're in the Wisconsin area in October and buy them at the concert. But my email is SNICOL90@hotmail.com, and if they actually wanted a CD, they could email me. I'd make sure it gets to them, but they can download. Go to iTunes.
Awesome, and it's super easy. You don't have to leave your house. Very simple. and I urge you guys to buy this album.
Thank you. Yeah.
No problem. And as you said, in Wisconsin, I'm in Illinois, so we're very close. So we're going to make sure that we go. I'd love to meet you.
Oh wow! I hope you will come. I'm playing. I'm really booked up almost every day. It's amazing the girls over there at Brandon Hills and Janda Records have done a great job in lining up, you know, radio and concerts and things. But I'm doing a couple of things for the military and, like, you know, firefighters and police, a couple of free concerts for people that, you know, really protect for community, which is a really cool thing to be involved in and be able to do. So that's a wonderful thing that I'm involved in. I'm also getting to play in a couple of prisons, which is amazing. I played in a couple the last time, and there's also a magazine called Inspire. I don't know if you know of it. It's a women's magazine that interviewed me, and apparently I found out tonight I'm the first male who's been interviewed for that magazine.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of cool. So I'm going to be at one of their dinners for the magazine just at the beginning of my trip in Wisconsin. So I do hope I get to meet you, Josie. I hope you can come to some of the shows.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you could sing, it would be even better.
Oh, my gosh. You know how much I would love that.
Well, that would be amazing. That would be my honor.
That would be my honor. That is incredible. And, yeah, definitely. I gave my I just asked my mom. I'm like, you're going to be in Wisconsin in October. And she's like, we're going. I'm like, oh, yeah. So we're definitely going.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you. That would be. And your mom. She sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I spoke to her a couple of times on the phone. So,
yeah.
Wow.
That would be amazing. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And anyone that's in the Wisconsin area, come and enjoy a great show.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. The fans in the chat room are saying the women love him already. I'm guessing you got a lot of women fans here. Screaming for you.
I hope so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very cool. Give everyone the links to your websites and social networking sites so they can keep up on your latest news and chat with you?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that, because I was just going to do it because I thought, really, if people were wanting to come to the shows in Wisconsin, on my website, that if they go to the gigs site, that they actually have the dates and you know, everywhere I'm playing, so that would be cool. And the address is www.scottnickel.us. Now, Scott is with two T's, S-C-O-T-T, and Nickel is N-I-C-O-L. So that's www.scottnickel.us. That would be the best place to get everything on my website. But you can also go to Facebook. I have a band page, which is Scott Nickel and the Limitless Sky. And you can check out, you know, some of the tracks from the new album. You can get, you can have a listen to them, and those tracks on the website as well. So
awesome. That's
cool.
Very, very cool. And I posted your link to your website, scottnickel.us, on our website too. So everyone, it's just a click away. Very easy to do. So awesome.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, we got you hooked up here. And here is a fun question. Can you tell us what it's like for you when you're performing in front of a crowd?
Well, it's one of these things that it may sound a bit like a cliche, but, you know, people say, you know, what makes you feel alive? People say that. And I've got to say, for me, you know, I strap a guitar on and I go out in front of a crowd, and sometimes, you know, you've got a bit nerves and whatever, but that doesn't matter. I feel like that's what I was born to do. It's like that's what makes me feel alive in many, many ways. And I just love the adrenaline rush. I love that kind of feeling of being on the edge. And it's, you could make a mistake at any moment, but generally I don't. And it's just that rush of excitement. And honestly, for me, Josie, I love to connect with people, whether it's sitting next to someone on a train or a bus or a plane. I would connect, I would talk to people, and it's just a bigger scale. You go on a stage, I just want to connect with people. My songs I generally write about something more than just, you know, a love song. The world is full of love songs. I think people sometimes need a little bit more of a message than just. So I'm just trying to convey different messages. I think uplift people, and I think times maybe challenge people or give people a bit of wisdom. And so that's kind of what I'm about in a fun way. I mean, I love to rock out, and that's what I love to do. But I want people to be challenged. I think to be more than they already are. I mean, it's something I do for myself. I'm still striving to be and reach for better than I've achieved. So I'm kind of hopefully doing that for others.
Exactly. And as you mentioned before, that you like to connect with the fans. I think that's amazing that you take the time to chat with your fans, because not a lot of people do that. And I think that's great, and it just shows your personality, and I like that. I think that's really cool.
Thank you. Well, I'm naturally just a kind of people person, as you would say, and I think at the end of the day, your relationships are what counts. It's not, you know, your money in the bank. It's how good you are at relationships, and that's, I just want to connect just with people, and I suppose be a blessing to people, and people feel a little bit, you know, lighter when they've listened to my music or, you know, talked to me or something. So that's what I'm about.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. And I am very excited because we have another song of yours that we're going to play called Another Sunrise. So stay with me and we'll chat about it afterwards.
Okay.
All right, here it is, Another Sunrise. by Scott Nickel. And Scott, last question that we have here, a fun question. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on music?
Wow, you put me on the spot. For fun? I just gone out for a meal tonight with my wife and my son, which was really, really nice, I suppose. Going out for a meal. I like to watch a good film now and again. Sometimes good films are harder to find nowadays, but I do like watching a good movie if I can get the time. And
mm-hmm.
I suppose, you know, I'm not into sports or anything. I'm not a sports. I love company of my friends. I know that can sound maybe a bit cliched, but I mean, I was with a good friend of mine tonight, a couple of friends, and just to spend time in people's company, you can have a laugh with, you know, a bit of a carry on and a joke, and just be yourself. And because most of my life is surrounded by music in one way or the other, and I don't get a lot of time away from music, you know. So if I did, you know, really spend time with my friends or having a movie, having a meal, watching a movie,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be it.
Definitely. I agree. And spending time with the family, always, always, always important. I love that. And we actually have some more wonderful songs that we're going to still play tonight for everyone to close the show and everything. So, but I wanted to thank you so, so much, Scott, for coming on the show tonight. I had so much fun speaking with you. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you very much. It's really been a privilege, and it's been great to talk to you. And your mum as well, and I really, really do hope I can see you. You come out to some of the shows, and I meant what I said. I'd love you to sing if you can come out. It'd be fantastic.
That would be fantastic. Thank you so, so much. And we will definitely be able to see you perform live. And thanks again for coming on. And we have to have you back on. Definitely.
Oh yeah, I need to come back on. Thank you. I would love to.
Yeah. Definitely. Thank you so much, and talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Awesome. That was the wonderful Scott Nickel. We're big, big fans. We think he is amazing, and love it. And as I mentioned before, we still have music from Scott that we're going to play tonight still. So please stay with us. But let's see. I believe that it is time for some fun segment time-ness-ish-ness. Okay, so let me bring on my producer. Please welcome my mother, the wonderful, the fabulous, Tina Marie Passantino. Woo! I can leave it to her to give herself a nice little woohoo. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great. Are you unmuted? Sure.
That's always fun.
That's always fun. Yay, mom! Woohoo! Woohoo! Yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. I've done that before, so I shouldn't jinx myself.
I know.
I've done that before. But yeah, as I mentioned before, we've had a lot of people asking us to bring back the craziest items on eBay segment, and I missed that segment. I mean, I still always think about it. I'm like, we have to do that. So I'm glad we have it tonight, and I'm so glad that you're going to help me.
You know, this is my favorite part, right?
You know this. I know that this is your favorite part. It's my favorite part, too. I love this part because it's a chance to talk with you and be silly, but my all-time favorite part is probably talking with the amazing guests that I had on tonight, Ivory Tower Project and Scott Nickel, who I adore,
awesome.
Both of them. So, yeah, that was my favy.
You guys
love them.
We'll work on that. That was awesome.
We need to book them again.
We do indeed, yeah.
Double book. It's funny. I think we're the only show that do double booking.
Yeah.
All
we
right,
no
we like it.
We
have no problem with that.
We
love that.
They're awesome. We've got to find every excuse to get them back.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these items are crazy items that were put on eBay and removed before sold, except for three.
Mm-hmm.
After,
play a little game.
Yeah. This is going to be a guessing game here.
All right, all you listeners, get ready.
This is going to make you think. Thinking. Okay, so after hearing all of them, see if you can guess which three you could still purchase, and we'll tell you for how much.
Yeah, so basically, listen to all these items, and then there are three that did not get taken off, and
mm-hmm.
I think you'll all be a little surprised to find out which three are really still on this list and which ones were taken off. Some seem pretty harmless to me, and they're gone. But then there's some others I'm like, really? Really?
Break it down for us, Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So see if you can jot it down, make a little mental note, see if you can figure out which three, honest to goodness, you can still purchase if you want to.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So let's start here. The first one is a cake cutting saw.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? It's like a saw.
To cut a cake?
And you can actually cut the cake with the saw. I want one of those, actually.
Maybe they did it for safety purposes. Maybe it was like a scary saw.
I don't know, but I want one of those.
You don't know. That's funny.
Sometimes those cakes can be a little bit
difficult,
you know?
It's true. We always have to suffer with those frozen cakes that we're like, I really don't want to wait to have this. I really want it now. And then you microwave it. And then it's all like
nasty
and... I mean, seriously, it like turns into a soup, and who wants a cake soup? And it's just awful. You know what I mean? So we need that sauce.
That's how we do it here in the Pasadena.
That's how we do it here in the Pasadena household. Next one is a redneck wind chime. Ask my wonderful mother to describe this one for us.
So this actually.
Crazy Annie's like, I like soup. Okay, then you know what? You could definitely have cake soup.
That's
it's
right,
all good.
That's right.
It's all good.
Okay, so let me tell you what this is. So we did not come up with this name. Actually, it is a piece of wood, a brown piece of wood that's cut in a very odd shape. And right on it, it actually says redneck wind chime, right on it. So it's not like
it's
not
hard to know.
Right there, that's what
right
it's supposed
there.
To be. And then there is string and five empty beer cans hanging from it. And then you hang that somewhere, wind blows, beer cans rattle around, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Pretty cool,
depressing.
But it
cool.
is one of the crazy items that is up there for sale. So,
nice.
All right, that's two so far. Keep your list.
Okay, so single-dose vial of hellfire and brimstone. Do not use on others without their consent.
Okay.
LOL. I actually say LOL.
That was supposed to be my insert laugh here.
That's okay, I'll do LOL.
Okay,
I like LOL much better.
Here's the story. So, basically, it is a tiny little vial of one dose, apparently, of hellfire and brimstone. Don't really know what that is.
By one dose.
But actually, it's...
Sorry, I don't know.
If you really want.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Anyways, it actually says on the label, seriously, no joking around.
Hellfire and brimstone.
Well, it says that, yeah. But Bible says... Do not use on others without their consent because it stings and it burns and it goes, I don't know. So, there you go. That's another one.
That'd be good for someone that's trying to break into the house. Who needs mace anymore? Oh, God.
It's just those plastic vials of stuff. I don't really know.
That's not good for me to be saying. Okay, here we go. Okay, the next one I'm going to give you the honor.
You know why? Why are you going to do that to me? Because
I love you.
Oh, thanks so much.
Don't thank me yet.
We should just skip this one.
Don't thank me yet.
I don't even know if that's a word that I can say.
Oh, okay. You're going to say it.
Totally not my vocabulary. All right, so the next thing that you can get, a crazy item on eBay. No, not really. Crazy item on eBay that you can get is called hemorrhoid ice. That's just me just laughing. All right, so I don't really know what it is or what you do with it. I mean, I got a pretty good idea, but at first I was like, where do you put that? And then I read the title, and I was like, oh.
You didn't know where you... Moving on.
Yeah, so we'll just move on from that one.
Dead plant with stand. Dead plant with stand?
Yeah, you can get a dead plant with the stand. It's very nice of them to include the
stand. It's nice to include the stand.
Yeah. Well, you would think that would be something that is still up there for sale, because what's the big deal? What's
You're not supposed to tell anybody. You're
I'm not
supposed
telling
to
them.
Go.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy if
that
wasn't
crazy.
Up there?
I know, really.
That would be
crazy. That's
crazy. I think that would be crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
The next one is in, I'm trying to take the show back. I'm like trying to take the power back.
It's gone.
Okay, the next one. I love you. Okay, the next one is envelope.
I'm taking it back. I don't have too much feeling.
Envelope X-ray spray.
Yes, envelope X-ray spray. So I'm assuming that you spray this stuff on there and you can actually see what's in the envelope. Why would somebody really care about that? I don't really know.
I don't know, but I'm laughing at what people are saying in the chat room.
Okay, so when they say...
Don't. You can't read what's in the chat room.
Oh, no, I won't read it like that.
No.
Say that word.
Oh, no.
You already made me say that other hideous word. Oh. That word. So in the chat room, we've got some other suggestions. Stephen Rummy, we're going to give him credit for that. Says that there is also for sale on eBay, and this is not on our list. This is not one of the three things, but also on eBay, you can get used. How do you want to say that? Yeah. How do you know that? So you can get. I can't think of a word. There's Josie. Thanks. You can get used pieces of protection, Josie, if you would like those. Okay. Okay. Let me see. Is there any others? Next one. Okay. So, yeah, that's true. We actually have pickled ham. We actually have had that on before. You're absolutely right. You can get recycled toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We've had that on there already. And written on toilet paper, all kinds of crazy stuff. All right. So let's go back to our list here. That is so... funny Justin Bieber hair,
Ellen DeGeneres actually did a auction. It went to, I believe, a good cause and it went to a good cause and she gave away
some hair.
Justin Bieber's hair for a good cause. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I found on there today.
I
found on there today because I think we've had it on before was some hair from Britney Spears, apparently.
Yeah.
Was going for,
you know what I'm kind of curious? You know, I'm curious that, you know, people who, like, cut, like, celebrities' hair and stuff, I would be, like, nervous about that, like, because, like, you know, I'd get nervous, what are they going to do with my hair, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
well,
there's
really
some
curious.
People that would sell, you know,
really
I don't know.
Do
I guess not. to make some extra dough, I wouldn't do that. I think that's awful. Okay.
Okay, let's keep going.
Next one. You say it because I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it's a hammer flask. So those of you that would like to conceal your flask when you go to work, apparently you can get one inside of a hammer.
I'm curious, what's a flask?
It's like some sort of container or bottle that people sometimes put alcoholic beverages in.
Oh, you mean adult beverages?
Adult beverages, those things you don't know anything about.
Those things that I don't have, I have no idea about. The next one is...
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm so innocent, actually. The next one is iPad that has been microwaved.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason, somebody microwaved their iPad and they're willing to sell it to you on eBay.
Does it still work?
No. It's all burnt up and nasty.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. I'm assuming you're going to make me do this one.
No, I kind of want to do this one. Next one is a peephole reverser.
Yeah. So apparently you put this weird-looking scope thing.
Oh, my gosh. It shouldn't be. We're going to give creeps this idea.
It's on the computer. It's not like we're telling them something that isn't out there. So it's like this scope thing, and you put it on, and instead of seeing out the peephole like you normally would to see who's out there, you can actually see in the peephole.
So, like, basically it's for, like,
so people can,
out the door.
People
like,
can peep on you, apparently.
Apparently, huh?
Not the best plan.
Yeah, now I see. If that one was taken off of this, I can see why. Next one is a special ashtray with pictures of lungs on it. If you put your cigarette down on left lung, it screams, and on right lung, it coughs.
A little reminder of not a good idea to be having cigarettes. What is that noise? Did you just hear noise?
No, I don't know, chopper radar. No, I actually think that's a pretty neat thing because, I mean, it can get people to, you know, realize what it's they're it's doing to their body. I don't know.
Because you are Jesus, and you're trying to help everybody out.
I'm trying to help everyone with their lungs. I care about your lungs.
Yes. Before we lose this scan, we're going to go back to the chat room here for a second, too.
Honey, you can actually take a photo with Justin's hair in Orlando. You have to pay $5, though. That was from Stephen Rummy.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. And then
it's a hand. Don't forget about instant water instruction. Mix with one can of water. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, don't read that one. Probably not that one either. Okay, keep going.
All right. Next one, hairbrush microphone. Like it's a real microphone?
It's a real microphone that is also a hairbrush, and, you know, from conversations that we've had, you can have multiple purposes from that thing.
can I get this? Wait a minute. What do you mean multiple?
No.
I'm kind of concerned about what you meant by that. Multiple uses. What do you mean by that?
It's a hairbrush and a microphone.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that. I was afraid that I said something wrong.
Those conversations are private. Okay, keep going.
Next one. Uh-huh. Next one is a bottle of key scratch so you don't have to do it by hand anymore.
Okay, so here's how they sell this thing. Their little ad campaign is, why worry about doing it yourself? You don't have to do it by hand anymore. Buy a bottle of key scratch and have it done for you. Oh, goodness, it looks like we can get signed pictures of all kinds of things on eBay. Wow.
All right.
That's funny.
All right, next one is a 2-year-old message in a bottle. Now, why exactly would we want that?
I don't really know, but I'm kind of curious as to what was on the message.
That's because we're nosy.
Yeah, I can't help it, right?
We gotta
know.
That's yeah. Next one is, can I say this?
Yeah, you got it.
I love that word.
You pass these things along to me. It's on
I know.
You.
It's on me now.
Mm-hmm.
Tidy whitey underwear with pocket and front flap opening.
There you go. So you know how, like, sometimes you're jogging and stuff, sometimes you put something in your shoe because you don't have pockets or whatever. Well, apparently now if you
there's a pocket on your tidy whiteys.
Yeah, so if you are of the male persuasion, if you're not, you don't want to wear those, that would be my guess. There's a little pocket right there in the front for your change, so... Just tingling a whole new meaning. Sorry, I had to go there. So anyway, I don't really know, but that's the story with that. Okay, so that's the list.
What items are still available?
Now.
What items are still available and have not been removed? All right, here we go.
So,
maybe you guys guessed right. Maybe you guys didn't. Maybe you guys guessed right. Maybe
think
you guys
now,
didn't.
Think now, which three items do you think that eBay did not remove and they're actually still up there for sale? And we're even going to tell you how much they cost. So think about that for a second. We'll give you music.
Here.
Okay, time up.
Time up.
Bing, bing. Fun's done. Okay, let's go. I got that from you.
I know. Every time I hear a ding... I always say that because it's just funny, and plus I'm craving buns. Okay, so next one is the food. Okay. Next one, just making sure. Next one, what items are still available and have not been removed? All right, here we go. The envelope of X-ray spray.
Yep, it's still there.
It's still up there for sale.
So if you guess that one, you're lucky.
$14.99.
$14.99 if you'd like an envelope of X-ray spray to spray off envelopes, whatever it is. Yeah. Okay, so that's one of them.
Next one is a single dose vial of Hellfire and Brimstone for $7.99. That is seriously still up there.
Believe it or not,
for $7.99. Oh my God.
I know. Of all things, there's stuff that I mean, really. I'll give you guys this gimme right now. I'll tell you that the wind chime is not up there.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you would have that bottle of what could be dangerous for sale
instead of the redneck.
But not have the wind chime that
wind
I really love to have outside my house.
I would like that.
Somebody please explain that story to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, and the last one is the peephole reverser for $44.99.
Yes,
really?
The paper type item.
Oh my God.
It's actually still available, $44.99. You could still get that. Why would somebody want that?
Yeah, really, why do you want that?
I don't really understand.
Yeah.
Well,
crazy.
That's why they're crazy items. What
that's why they're crazy items on eBay. Thank you once again for another edition of our crazy items on eBay.
Yep, and there's one more in here that we'll read before we go on. Stephen in the chat room says, a piece of bread that looks like Mother Mary. Yep, we've had that one.
We had that one on. We had that one on in our earlier episode.
There's like cheese sandwiches. There's like chips. Everybody always, you know, sees somebody in these food items. So
yeah, and you know what? There's so many new discovery things that you could see find on eBay. You could discover just different weird, crazy items. And you know what? I believe we should do another crazy items on eBay segment really, really, really soon because it's
fun. You get a kick out of those?
I do. I enjoy these, and I bet everyone else does. I love this. Pickled ham. Don't forget about the classic. A solar clothes dryer, only $4.95, includes a clothing pin and a piece of string. Oh, that's nice. A clothes pin and a piece of string.
Well, we can tell that you haven't been around in the old ages that you only do commercial dryers.
Oh, goodness.
Do you even know what
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I'm so not even up to date. I mean, I'm not. I don't know what that stuff is.
That was popular before you were even born, Lady Jane.
Really?
That's right.
Aww, I just learned something amazing.
I'll have to introduce you to that one day. The next time I do laundry, you and I will have spent a little time together.
Fun. That's really fun. Thank you so much, my wonderful mother, Tina Marie Passantino, my wonderful producer.
Welcome, that was fun.
Tons of fun for helping us with this. But first, before we go on with these with the songs from Scott Nickel, I really, really, really want to announce here the lineup of shows here at JosieShow.com. We got some new ones that we didn't mention last time, so I really want to get to it. In October, we have No, Artie Rodriguez, returning show friend Danica Holmes, Malia McKinney. From Conscious Music Entertainment. We love her. I love her. Oh, my gosh, she's amazing, and I can't wait until we have her on. Seven-time lottery winner Richard Lustig. Denise Newen, who I also love. She is on the Blog Talk Radio show, popular Blog Talk Radio show, Solutions with Skylar Jett. Love Malia and Denise. Oh, my gosh. Adam Wayne Wallenberg, D-Rock, Ronnie Gainey, Danny Fajon, and Kenny Gilliam, and on October 7th, that was a tongue twister, on October 7th, next week, we celebrate our 100th episode and our second year anniversary all in one night. It couldn't have been better. I mean, come on, the 100th episode and our second year anniversary all in one night. Come on now, that's awesome. And if you would like to leave a message for the show that we may play on the air during our anniversary show, just call our voicemail line at 1-224-208-8315. That number again is 1-224-208-8315. And record a message. Also, stay tuned for details about that amazing night. We have so many past guests that left us voice messages and are also calling in live to party with us. And tons of music, and it's going to be a blast. So please party with us on October 7th. And also, we're currently booking for November. We have the following guests already booked and ready to join us. Michaela Todd, Blair Lavore, I hope I'm saying that right, Colleen Adams, and some members from Empowered Youth, and Kingston, which actually we had them on the show before. With their old name, but now we're super excited to get updated with them, Kingston. So very excited about that. And so this huge lineup of guests. So tune in each Friday night right here at www.josieshow.com at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Very, very excited. And also I want to mention that I created a Tumblr account and I'm very excited about. And I deleted my old Tumblr because it was more on the personal side, and I didn't want it to be like that. So my Tumblr, let me get it here because I am not good with this whatsoever. Let me figure it out. Hold on one second here. Okay, thejosieshow.tumblr.com. That was easy. Can't believe I didn't forget. I forgot that. thejosieshow.tumblr.com. Check it out. It's new, new, fresh, so follow me on there. Very, very exciting. And also I want to remind everyone to please nominate the Josie Show once again. Please do that. That would be amazing. No, let's play some Scott Nickel. Let's do this thing. You got it queued up? Yeah, let me get, there you go.
All right. Well, first song that we're going to play here to close out the show tonight, actually we'll play a couple different songs before we go away, but we've got Scott Nickel and we've got his song, The Next Breath, so hold on, here we go.
Like a studio, a metro model. visions of angels and apocalyptic light, fluid, eternal, they stand looking over the city, and I wonder, do they see the storm that's coming? Trapped in the modern world, trapped in a modern world, with all its delicate violence, delicate violence, trapped in a modern world. Some souls are resolute, some are destitute. There's a dance that can pull us all together. Smiles that can breathe some life as we stand and watch the rising sun. We see the bars of our prisons fall. Feel left trapped in a modern world. Trapped in a modern world. Trapped in a modern world. With all its delicate violence, delicate violence. Trapped in a modern world. Trapped in a modern world. Trapped in a modern world, with all its delicate violence, delicate violence, trapped in a modern world, with all its delicate violence, delicate violence, trapped in a modern world.
Scott Nickel. Pickle Pam in the chat room says, how can Josie accidentally tie herself to a chair? Okay, who gave her the duct tape? Okay, now that's the story. Let me break it down for you. Okay. Let me break it down. So, okay, so I was doing an interview, kind of like this, doing a show, and I have a spinny chair, okay, which is not smart to begin with. But I have these, like, kind of, like, strap thingies on my, what are they called? Yeah, they were like long ends to a sweater, right? So I was really getting into it. I was getting into the interview and the songs and everything. I wasn't concentrating on what I was doing with my hands, and so I really did not know what was happening. So I apparently, not thinking, took these long straps and was kind of twisting in my chair, and I was spinning in my chair and twisting, and I don't even know what I was doing. And I seriously got stuck to the chair. And I thought my mother had to call. I'm serious. This is a serious situation. My mother started panicking, and she was trying to, I mean, she thought she had to call the fire department to get me untied off of this chair. I mean, you know, I was afraid, you know. You know, I mean, we had to run and get scissors during the show. It was very hectic and traumatizing moment for me. And so here I am, stuck to the chair, and it was just hilarious. So yeah, I was just spinning, and I had these long ends to my sweater, and that's how it happened. Jaws of life. It was scary. But it was pretty funny. Now that I think about it, it was pretty funny. But okay, why are you laughing at me? It was scary. I was sweating and stuff because I was so nervous, and I was scared.
Okay, you actually had. She had a hand tied down.
I did. I tied my whole body down. I didn't even notice what I was doing.
I think you noticed when the chair wasn't able to spin anymore.
That's true.
You started panicking because you couldn't spin back around and not realize what was happening. I was running all over the place because, of course, course, you know, you can't find the scissors when you need them. The last thing I want to do is you have to call 911.
And here I thought that I could swing the other way. I'm like that.
That's
a bit of worse. So here I am, seriously, a spider web. It was funny.
Yeah, we don't wear that sweater anymore.
Yeah, I never wear that sweater anymore. Seriously, I never wear that sweater anymore because I'm so scared I'm going to, like, tie myself to a chair and people are going to be like, what in the world is wrong with this girl? So.
Okay, so if you want, I think it's on there. If you want to see the magical sweater, go to the Josie Show on josieshow.com and go into the photo section. And look at there's a photo that we were heading out. We were standing in front of our car. We were heading out to Indiana. You had an interview with Jason Clutter, right? Or Jason Clutter?
Clutter.
Yeah, Jason Clutter. So you had an interview. So we had to drive down to Indiana and we took a picture before we left. And Josie is definitely afraid of the sweater, so I wore the sweater that day because it's a super cute sweater.
Yeah.
So if you go to the photo section on our website, you pull up the there should be only one picture about standing in front of a black car, and the very famous sweater is the one that I'm wearing, and you'll see the very long hangy points, and you'll see how she very easily got all tied.
Yeah, they're like hanging points. They're not the sleeves. Crazy Andy's like just rolling his sleeves up. They weren't the sleeves. They're the bottom. They're just long.
Yeah,
it's a crazy sweater.
It's a very unique sweater. It's my favorite shade.
Yeah.
So,
but I'll tell you that sweater and a spinny chair, not a good combo. Okay.
I just make sure if I'm wearing it, I stay away from any dangerous chairs.
Or stay away from me.
That's right.
Exactly.
Okay,
I'm a danger. I am. I'm interesting. You know, I'm so clumsy, it's not even funny, but I love it. I enjoy it. Don't laugh at me. I enjoy it. I enjoy every second of my clumsiness. So, yeah, welcome to the world of Josie. But, yeah, it was tons of fun. Crazy Annie says, Josie is funny. Thank you. Pickle Pam says, Josie, you're hilarious. We still love you. Aw, thank you. Yeah, I can be hilarious when I want to be, but on that day, I did not think it was very hilarious, okay? I remember I was so scared.
That's funny.
I mean, my baby is crazy. I am crazy. What can I say? I mean, I was so scared because what do you tell the fire department? I'm doing a radio show. First off, it'll be like, crazy lady. Crazy lady, say what?
They would think that I tied
you
in a chair.
I know.
We have to get you out of this. I can't call anybody for help.
I know. It was crazy. And so it was pretty funny. And so I'm like, well, what do you say? First off, you know, I was doing a radio show. I wasn't concentrating on what I was doing, and I was spinning in my spinny chair, and I spinned a little bit too much. And I, long story short, I'm a Josie Spiderweb.
You're a Josie Web.
Long story short, I'm a Josie Spiderweb. But yeah, let's continue with some more Scott Nickel.
Yep. We've got another song here to play from Scott. Crack
on.
Yep. And then we will.
She was spinning.
I was spinning.
I was spinning.
We don't want to forget to tell people again about the podcast awards so we can get nominated. That'd be way cool. so here is Scott Nickel with New York City Summer's Day. Here
yeah. Rock on, Scott. With your bad self.
Like a hurricane, I'm landing blissfully in the heat of a New York City Tennessee. Black and hungry, taking it all today. Oh, yeah, I'm more than that, and I can't push it to go. Feels like you came back to me to take so wild. I'm gonna stop to where on the other side. Well, the pressure's gone, but I gotta keep going. At the front side, she seems to be right. Freedom. So I'm feeling now, I'm gonna choose life.
do we have any more?
That is what we have to play tonight.
That's all?
All right. We have a couple more, but we're going to put those on our
Are you
show.
Unmuted?
Oh, I don't know.
Blooper reel.
Luckily, I have a loud enough mouth that they probably heard me anyway.
They probably heard you, so it's all good. But yeah, that's all for tonight of the songs of the music. But I do want to mention our forums. I always mention this, but it's for a good cause. It is for a good cause. You gotta love the forums. So yeah, definitely do the forums. Sign in there. It's easy. It's free. Yeah, and then the feature, there's a new, not a new feature anymore, but there's a feature called Ask Josie on our website where you can ask any questions you have, and I will respond ASAP. Tons of fun. So yeah, do that. And also we've added many items to our store, so check that out and scroll all the way to the bottom of the store page, and you will find some fun jewelry with my face on it. Oh, yeah. And remember, all shows go archived after the show on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune, and any other podcast websites. We should be on there if you just type in The Josie Show. And also type in The Josie Show on Facebook, and you could find me there. And also my Twitter page, twitter.com/Josie Show, and my personal page, twitter.com/Josie1995. Check that out. What else? Also, if you would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we're going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. All you have to do is email our producer at tina@josieshow.com. Tina, T-I-N-A, at Josie, J-O-S-I-E, show.com for all of the details. You'll get advertising on two different popular shows for one unbelievable price. So send an email for details to tina@josieshow.com or just click on our sponsors page to sign up. So please check that out. It was a great show. It was so much fun. Once again, I want to do another reminder of the podcast awards, which ends tonight, right?
It probably ends tonight by about midnight.
So, ends tonight by midnight. So please do so if you haven't yet. All you have to do is go to podcastawards.com and under entertainment, just type in The Josie Show, and then under URL, josieshow.com, www.josieshow.com, and then scroll all the way to the bottom, put your name, email address, and submit. So super simple. I want to get some more Twitter followers. 290 more for 6,000, Alan says in the chat room, so very cool. Only for 6,000, that's amazing. Thank you guys so much, and once again, thank you guys, everyone, for tuning into the show. Thank you, everyone who's in the chat room that were chatting with us. Thank you so much, my producer, Tina, who is amazing all around, who was helping me with my music and the segments. Oh, yeah. And that pretty much sums up her. And my wonderful Alan, who is my web designer and puts everything together. So thank you so much, everyone. Have a great night. Have a great Saturday and Sunday. And hope you guys have fun and be safe. And I hope you guys come back next Friday with our second anniversary show and our 100th episode on one night, October 7th, 2011. See you guys soon. Bye-bye. Good night. Josie Fasentino, wrapping it up.